In the ambulance, the emergency medical workers held together my arm, but their questions threatened to unravel my subterfuge as an acceptable mate to this accomplished young woman. "How old are you?" one asked, which put our substantial age difference, something we had not yet talked about, suddenly under a spotlight. "Are you on any medication?" "Antidepressants and Klonopin," I reluctantly answered. Then to her, "Is he your boyfriend? Your friend?" Long pause. "Boyfriend," she blurted uncomfortably. Then an instant later, "Friend." Even though I was riding in an ambulance to surgery, that one still stung. To the entertainment of the hospital's overnight staff, I was still half naked when I arrived. My date had managed to get pants on me while we waited for the ambulance, but as I hadn't been able to let go of my arm at the time, my shirt would go on only halfway. Being wheeled into surgery like this, alongside a woman in a sexy dress, pretty much screamed, "Sex injury." The next hour was a chaotic blur of x-rays, questions I struggled not to panic about. Why does this waiver form ask for my religious preference? When I asked, "I'm not going to lose my arm, am I?" the answer was a troubling, "I don't think so." Physical humiliation was next on the agenda. Before the operation, my date got to watch a nurse move my pasty, fluorescent-lit body out of my bloody jeans and into a hospital gown. I pictured us sitting at dinner a week from now, this unflattering snapshot of me hovering between us as I pointed at what I wanted on the menu to the waiter with my hook arm. Then it was time. I remember that the lights in the operating room were very bright, and I remember being told they were about to start the anesthesia. And suddenly, oblivion. I woke in a haze. My arm and my date were both still with me. The operation had gone well, but protocol required me to stay in the emergency room for 6 more hours. This registered briefly as a terrifying amount of time for a woman and me to be left alone with no dim lighting, no alcohol, no movie to watch or appetizers to eat, and no escape hatch in the event of awkwardness. I'll never know if my calm was psychological, a cocktail of adrenaline, morphine, and utter relief, or physiological. After 6 hours of unbroken embarrassment and fear, I was simply too exhausted. Whatever the reason, I felt fine. My date's eyes stared into mine with an uncomplicated tenderness that made my head swim. This, I thought, is what it's like to be with this woman. Neither of us had changed, but I was in a different world. Those 6 hours sailed by gloriously. We traded hospital stories and endless jokes about martini glasses. We talked about books and our families. We came up with an absurd screenplay idea, a horror movie set in a hospital. I was talking and laughing and effortlessly connecting with one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen. A woman I was truly falling for. When I was finally released, our mid-morning cab ride back to my neighborhood felt like a lucid dream. We ate egg sandwiches in the park and returned to find the familiar surroundings of my living room splattered with blood. Through a haze of sleep deprivation and residual morphine, I felt like a ghost returning to the scene of my own murder. As we stood there, mopping up bloody footprints with our Swiffers, surrounded by wadded up pink paper towels, I thought, either you will never see this woman again, or she will stick around a long time. Neither happened. I would like to be able to say my story ends in an epiphany, with the end of my anxiety and the beginning of an enduring relationship. But the reality is, she left me about a month later. Not because she found me repulsive in the fluorescent light of the hospital, but for a more conventional reason. She missed her ex-boyfriend. Sometimes when a guy really likes a girl, he gets a tattoo on his arm. I got this prominent scar instead. But there are times when I finger its deep groove and those 6 beautiful hours in the emergency room flicker in my head. Then I am reminded how close I am to an alternate world in which I am happy. A world that occupies the same space as this one, but is somehow distinct from it. And while that better world may be difficult to find, it is as close to me as the air in front of my face.